produce serious results.
There's an old saying in Tennessee. I know it's in Texas, probably in Tennessee.
Welcome back to Morning Mayhem, live from the Oaklawn Hot Springs Studios.
Fool me once. Shame on you.
Here are David Basil, Roger Scott, and Justin Moore.
It fooled me. We can't get fooled again.
8:06 on this Tuesday, June 16th. I'm David Basil. That's Roger Scott. Christian Weaver producing. Justin Moore taking some time off. We'll get to him hopefully in several weeks. Christian, did you get the rejoiner or the little sounder from Miss Arkansas, Ava Weeks?
I did. It'll play later.
Awesome. I want to hear it. How many do we have? We have Corey Keller. We have any more? We start. We should go back.
What
and get
DJ's
all
DJ's girlfriend's name?
Ebony.
Ebony.
We should be getting.
We
those
should have them
year.
All. Actually.
Yeah, we should have them all.
We could probably just get several of the ladies here to do it and say they're one.
That's right.
No one.
Great to have Ava Weeks, Miss Arkansas, on at 7:05. We'll post that interview as well as John Daly's. Brought to you by Honda of Russellville, is always entertaining. We're going to visit with Rick Schaefer in just a minute.
All right.
Brought to you by Edwards Food Giant, Bradford Marine. We'll have Chuck Gatlin in, play a little family feud, brought to you by Southern Bank. Also, our friend Rebecca Tenille is coming over. She's our next door neighbor now.
Hey, I like Rebecca.
Her and Jordan Johnson have a place right over there. You know, I don't even eat over there enough. No. Brave New.
Yeah,
that's been there.
What do they have?
20 years. It's all quality. Hey, Roger, it's all high quality. I mean, it's really good. By the way, too, I think local Luna is reopened. That thing's been, that's one of my regular places. I'd leave here and go straight over there.
What did it shut down for?
Well, they just redid the whole thing.
Oh, very good.
Congratulations.
Well, good for them.
Yeah. Rick Schaefer was nice enough to move his spot to 8:05. Last week, it was because of Roger's hair doctor. Mm-hmm. And today, it's because
And you didn't tell him.
I did tell him. He just didn't get the message. But he's so nice. He's so accommodating.
He's a nice guy.
Let's bring him in now.
Listen, mister. Rick Schaefer on Morning Mayhem is brought to you by Edwards Food Giant. Edwards Food Giant, the meat people. Rick Schaefer is also brought to you by Bradford Marine and ATV. Bradford Marine and ATV has 7 statewide locations. Check out their new location in Mountain Home.
Good morning, Rick.
You know, you guys are so funny. There you are. So, what a nice guy he is. And then you play, Mister.
Yeah, Rick.
That's hilarious.
You can be a nice guy and tell somebody to shut up or listen, mister. You know, even Jesus got mad. Jesus got mad at the temple. He got mad at the temple.
That was righteous indignation. That's people something. Shut up. Yeah, there are some people wouldn't say mine's righteous indignation.
Well, then to them you say shut up.
Yeah, maybe so. Yesterday we had a funny show yesterday because we came on talking about the World Cup, and I'd say most people were supportive of what I said, but some weren't. Some really love soccer. And David, you were in an environment last Friday that people just go bonkers over soccer.
Yeah.
Well, I pointed out that on Saturday there were 4 soccer games in the World Cup. There were 7 goals.
Yeah.
There were 7 goals in 4 games. Yesterday, there were 4 games. There were 8 goals. There were 4 ties.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Nobody won.
Yeah.
They didn't have a single winner. Not one in 4 games. Not one winner.
And they were all awesome, by the way. They were all awesome games.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure they were. There are many people cutting their grass that didn't get a chance to see such excitement because they were enjoying cutting their grass. No, 8 goals in 8 games.
I think it's odd that a baseball fan with the lower scoring totals in baseball
brought that up.
Can't relate to this.
Right, yeah. Did you notice that yesterday Texas scored 9 runs in 1 inning? They scored more runs in 1 inning than 8 World Cup teams scored in.
But you can appreciate a good pitcher's duel as well.
I can, but guess what? They don't happen every day. because somebody called and said, what if the Orioles won a 1-0 game? Would you love it? Yes, I would.
Well, Germany scored seven goals on Sunday.
And the next day, it might be 7-5. Yeah, right. And one team scored five goals, and the team that lost fired the coach because they gave up five goals because you're not supposed to give up that much. They don't have any offense in soccer. And look, worldwide, people think soccer is the greatest game ever. And I get that. My point was that's why Americans don't embrace soccer, because nobody scores. Now, you can love it, and I'm glad you do, and there may be others that love it, and there are some soccer lovers that said, Rick, you don't know what you're talking about, and I agree with that. I don't. But I'm just saying, I'm not going to go someplace and sit for 90 minutes or 95 or whatever they decide it's going to be. They don't even have a set game time. They just keep adding minutes. I've never seen any sport like that.
I heard AP talking about that, too, the clock issue.
And you're going to sit there
what's your answer to
watch
the clock
nothing
what's
to
the
nothing?
Issue?
Watch one-to-one?
The clock issue, apparently there's...
Well, they don't stop the clock, so then they just account for the time that was basically stoppage time, and they add to it.
but here's the deal, though, okay. Rick. You got to appreciate Rick. You got to appreciate the passion of soccer fans. I respect it. I love anybody who has a passion about anything, and they are loving this soccer World Cup so far.
Here's what I love. I was watching the news last night. Europeans are loving America. I wish all Americans loved America, because they're coming over here. Walmart, I love this. I'm watching last night, and these guys were saying, one guy says, Walmart, it's like a museum. It's the greatest thing I've ever been in. And other people are reacting that way because we think of Europe as being cultural and all those kind of things, and it's nice. They don't have a lot of what we have. And so I love that. I love that aspect of it. And yes, the passion for the sport is amazing because it's all about their country, and I'm like you, David. I'm not going to watch soccer, but I hope the United States wins because that's our country.
But to
get excited about it, I just can't. But if somebody does, then that's okay.
It's a fascinating thing. I love the comparison. I don't know if you guys saw the post yesterday. Somebody did two videos on top of each other showing the comparison. One were fans of the Knicks that were burning buses. Outside of New York, and then the other was the Japanese fans that were picking up picking up their trash in Dallas or wherever because they were so appreciative that they didn't want to leave their treasure. is that such a great snapshot of our country? New Yorkers that are burning down stuff after they win.
We can talk about a lot of things in our country, and from a spiritual standpoint, the sins and all that. The worst sin in our country is lack of gratitude. And isn't it interesting to see Europeans come over and show us what we ought to be thankful for every day? We should be thankful that every day we live in this country. And to your celebrations should be, experiencing joy. I love the camera shots. I'm not an NBA fan, and the Knicks certainly I'm not a fan. But watching them watch the game and won, man. And black people embracing white people and everybody having a good time, that's great. But then when you go turn to violence, it's almost like there's an element out there that will use anything for an excuse for that. And it's just, it's just not the right thing to do. I would guess if Arkansas ever wins a national championship in football, baseball, or basketball, our Arkansas fans will celebrate into the night without destroying anything.
Well, I'm looking to burn some buses.
Great.
By the way, too, thanks to
Roger.
Thanks to Edwards Food Giant, great sponsor of Rick, along with Bradford Marine. Appreciate both those fine institutions. Yeah, Rick, I had a great time hanging out with you and Randy. Did the whole, pretty much the whole show the other day.
Yeah, you did.
I think we need to get Randy, Roger. I talked about this. I want Randy to show up on our show a little bit more often, even if it's 9 o'clock. I know he's a late sleeper.
Well, he calls every morning.
He what?
He calls us every morning.
Oh, that's right. He said, what does he say, Roger?
What does he say every way? We don't have
it. Never mind.
Too late.
Rick, all right. So
Randy could do a great imitation of you, Roger.
I've heard that.
No, you are better at him than he is at you. I will say that.
Well, he's doing him, I think.
I think you're right. Hey, how about the other big story? Late last night.
That's what I was getting ready to ask you about.
Brendan Sorsby. How about... two, three, four, whatever months it's been of drama.
Yeah.
All of that, and then all of a sudden, okay, supplemental draft.
You know, I think, Rick, don't you think that whoever his family advisors and just said, man, this thing is not going to be, even if you play, it is not going to be what you want. This is not going to be the way you want to play football. He would be harassed. Could you imagine at a game if he was playing, what the environment would be like at a visiting stadium for him? And I think they just said, hey, listen, let's cut bait and move on. And I think it was the right decision for him. I really do.
It was the right decision for him. It was the right decision for Texas Tech. It was the right decision for college football. Here's the thing is basically you had one player holding his school hostage is exactly what he was doing, because it was going to come down on that school. It was going to come down on everybody else playing there. And we talk about there's not as much loyalty anymore. The guy didn't even play a game there. Yeah. He had not even played a game there. And the entire Texas Tech athletic program was on the line because of him.
Yeah.
And so that was a no-brainer. He should have done a long time ago. And I'll say, and the statements that they were making, he needs to have help. And the judge saying irreparable harm if he didn't play, baloney. Where'd that come from? Yeah. Nobody's ever had irreparable harm because they didn't play. He could go out there in his first game he played and get a knee injury and not play the rest of the season. Do you wheel him out in a wheelchair because it's irreparable harm if he doesn't play? No. So this finally came to the conclusion it should. Now, here's the interesting thing is anybody going to draft him? Because there are a lot of NFL teams that don't want to have a thing to do with him. And talent usually overcomes everything. If a guy's talented, he eventually is going to get a chance to play. And so eventually he'll get a chance. I watched some video highlights of him, dropping passes just absolutely perfectly on long passes. Somebody's going to take a chance on him. But there are some teams that actually will not have anything to do with him because gambling is just, it's taboo.
Yeah. Well, it is interesting because you really, to be honest with you, doesn't have a great body of work to be able to just go, wow, this guy's a winner. Don't know. I think a team's going to take a chance on him without really knowing, what they've got. Maybe he turns out to be a great quarterback. Maybe he doesn't. But you're right, man. What a mess that he put the Texas Tech,
But here's the other
athletic department.
He's getting his money.
What?
Texas Tech said they will not withhold what they promised
NIL. $5 million.
He's going to get $5 million, so now he can pay Cincinnati $1 million.
Wow.
For all the difficulties he's caused, he's going to come out $4 million ahead. Wow. Now, he's got legal fees, I'm sure, and he's got to pay his agent and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, what's his take-home?
What if he gets $2 million? That's more than most of us
Rick,
making.
Real quick, Rick, is there one particular team that you would prefer? Looks like Oklahoma's got a chance to win this darn World Series. Did you have a preference on maybe who would be the SEC?
Georgia.
Okay.
Because of Wes Johnson.
But Georgia got beat by Oklahoma yesterday, right?
Yeah.
4-3. Wow. How about that?
So Oklahoma and North Carolina are in the driver's seat, but don't put it past Georgia to come back and win. Georgia plays Texas today, and they've got to beat Texas. But I think of those who have a loss, I think they're the only ones that really have a chance to come back. I mean, Troy has done a magnificent story and all that, but I don't think they could beat North Carolina twice. And so I think North Carolina's going to make it. And Oklahoma's got a chance, but isn't that Arkansas swept Oklahoma. Oklahoma was fading at the end of the year. They had a great start, and yet here they are, kind of like Ole Miss, a few years ago. So we'll see. But that was a great win for Oklahoma last night.
I tell you, it just goes to show you get hot, you get the right teams you're playing, and things can work out. All right, so, Rick, real quick, too, before we let you go, Roger and I are going to go to 5 restaurants in Arkansas across the state that have been open over 100 years. So it's
500 years?
500 years.
100?
Yep, 500
really?
Years. Of Yes, so we're going to go to White House Cafe in Camden, 119 years old.
Oh,
Jones
gosh.
Barbecue Diner Mariana, 116 years old. Ohio Club in Hot Springs, 121 years old. Skyline Cafe in Mena, 104 years old. And Dixie Pig in Blytheville, 103 years old. I was going to ask, up in Northwest Arkansas, are you aware of the oldest restaurant up there? Is it Herman's? That looks like a...
It could be Herman's. Herman's is temporarily closed. The owner has been trying to sell it. They've only had 3 owners since it's been open. And Herman was the original. And Herman and Irene Tuck had it for years and years and years. Big hangout for a lot of people. Don Tyson loved it. Frank Broyles loved it. So
is there any other besides that one? Is that it?
I'm thinking in Northwest Arkansas, that's probably the oldest now. Mary Maestri's was a big at the same time, but they're closed.
How about that?
Yeah,
we got five we were talking about that are over 100 years. And actually, there are a couple more, Rick. There are actually two or three more, but these are the five that we've chosen hit the 500-year mark.
Wow.
But isn't that remarkable?
It's beyond remarkable that a restaurant would be open for over 100 years.
I know.
That's beyond remarkable. The Ohio Club's right down
downtown
in Hot Springs. Yep. It's close to where – well, that's where we – I think that's where we do our show on the baseball weekend is it's next to the place where we do it. So I've seen that, but I didn't know it was 100 years old.
So Rex Nelson is such a great historian. And he was making the point, and I shared with Roger. Rex said that there's a little bit of an asterisk on the Ohio Club. It's 121 years old, but about 20 of those, he said they did not serve food for the first. It was a bar. You know, when it first opened in 1905, and so they started making food probably in the last 20 or 30 years later. But I told Roger reminded me yesterday. So when I was in London, when we were walking around the some place, we had a tour guide.
Piccadilly Square.
So yeah, the tour guide pointed over, said that bar over there has been there 600 years.
What?
There's a bar that's been open in London that's been operating for 600 years.
Well, there is, now it doesn't compare to this, but in Boston, there is one place.
Yeah, I think
it's a tavern that's been open since the 1770s.
Yeah, I don't doubt that. I mean, the country's only 250
years
old.
But that's not 600 years.
I know. It's crazy.
Wow. We ate in there last year.
Well, that's the one thing you're talking about.
In Boston or in London?
Yeah, I forget the name of it. We went there for a wedding. Yeah.
Rick, you talked about Europe. You know, I've had a chance to go over Europe three times now, and that's the thing that slaps you in the face. It's like, wow, we are a baby country.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, the world, a lot of stuff happened in the world before we came along.
I'm telling
you, it's crazy.
That's one of the best little vignettes I read on a calendar one time. It said, be humble. A lot was accomplished before you were born. And that is true. And that's what you see these guys celebrating like they're the first guys to do things.
Yeah,
it's
right.
ridiculous. But
right.
Europe does that. And I think that's why it was maybe the most astonishing event in history, other than Jesus being born, but I'm talking about historical things, that America won the Revolutionary War. You start studying that war, there is no way we should have won. No way.
How about that?
And yet we did.
This Day in History by Rick Schaefer. Thank you, Rick. Yeah, listen. Rick, thanks. Thanks for moving again. We'll get you back to your normal slot. Thank you for being flexible.
No, you won't. Next week it'll be, hey, Miss Beer Garden of 1846 is going to be on. So,
thank you for being so flexible.
Okay. Thank you for being flexible.
You just call me Gumby.
Rick, Gumby. Who does your lawn? Do you take care of your lawn yourself? Do you have a nice lawn? Because I've been called a. Grastapo. I'm a lawn Nazi.
We have a nice lawn. We're moving into a house where the backyard is enormous, and I used to cut the grass with a push mower, and I really like to do that.
Yeah.
But since two heart attacks, my wife won't let me cut the grass anymore.
Good. Good deal.
Rest.
Just keep it up, though.
Watch
just
TV.
Make sure somebody edges.
Somebody else do it. Rick, love you, man.
Thanks
so
Rick.
Much. Talk to you next week.
Okay. All right, guys.
See you, buddy.
Super day.
Look who's in the studio, Raj. Roland Pennington.
RP.
He's bringing me some of the goods of our winning team the other day. Look at there. We'll come back and visit with him. We've got Chuck Gatling. You can put a little family feud. Find out what's happening in the buzz. Don't go away.
Out of Bounds Hotline on 103.7 The Buzz is presented by D3 Auto Sales, Arkansas's number one independent used car dealership, specializing in level and lifted trucks. D3AutoSales.com.
This is SportsCenter.
Former Indiana and Cincinnati quarterback Brendan Sorsby will not be playing for Texas Tech this fall after the two parted ways amid legal issues. A court had ruled in Sorsby's favor last week and made him eligible for next season after his admittance to betting on his own games. The Big 12 filed a suit against Texas Tech yesterday, and that appeared to be the final straw. He will now attempt to enter the NFL's supplemental draft. The supplemental draft has not happened since 2023. If he is approved for entry, the draft will be held in mid-July. And the Arkansas Travelers start their six-game road series against the Frisco Rough Riders today. First pitch is set for 11:05. Radio coverage can be heard on 106.7 Buzz 2. I'm Christian Weaver with the Buzz Radio Network.
Weather from the Fletcher Weather Center with KARK's Pat Walker.
Mostly sunny today and maybe borderline hot. A high of 89 degrees. Tonight, mainly clear. We'll drop down to 71 and starts getting a little more humid tonight. Tomorrow will be hot and humid and breezy. A high of 93, but a heat index could get over 100 tomorrow. For the Buzz Radio Network, I'm meteorologist Pat Walker.
New Benihana promotion. Monday and Tuesday, lunch and dinner. 10% off of everything on the menu. Come to Benihana's.
The Rock City Margarita and Great Arkansas Beer Festival presented by Oakland Hot Springs is back. It's going down July 18th from 5 to 8 at the Statehouse Convention Center in downtown Little Rock. Your ticket includes a tasting cup and margarita samples from some of the best bars and restaurants in the city. Get your tickets now at 1037thebuzz.com. Sip, sample, and celebrate summer at the most refreshing event of the season. It's the Rock City Margarita and Great Arkansas Beer Festival presented by Oakland Hot Springs and brought to you in part by Tito's Handmade Vodka.
The low rates are here. The low rates are finally here.
What are you talking about, Roger?
I'm letting everybody know that the Summer Auto Loan Special from Alcoa Community Federal Credit Union is officially underway, and this year they're offering historically low rates.
Alcoa always offers great rates for their Summer Special, but historically low?
That's right, baby Bubba. This summer is America's 250th birthday, and to celebrate, Alcoa Community FCU is offering auto loan rates for as low as 1.776% APR.
Wow, those are some historic rates.
In addition to the historic low rates, no payment due for 90 days.
So crazy low rates and no car payment due for the whole summer?
Plus, you can get financing for up to 84 months.
How do I get started?
This offer is valid for 2024, 25, and 26-year models, brand new, or refinance the rides you already have. To get started, go to alcoacommunityfcu.org, apply securely online, call, or stop by any branch.
You're right, Raj. This is historic. How long does this offer last?
May 1st through the end of August.
Roger, we need to let everybody know.
The low rates are here. The low rates are here.
25% of men over 40 have low testosterone, y'all. We're talking low energy, low sex drive, low motivation. Some of those guys barely recognize themselves. Here's the beauty of it. 100% of the guys I'm talking about, they can get it all back. They can feel like themselves again with the help of Low T Center. Low T Center is the original TRT clinic. Been changing lives since 2009. Look, they can help you get your energy back, focus back, your sex drive back. They even work with most major insurance providers. So head on down to fixmylowt.com to book your free T-test today. That's fixmylowt.com.
An evening with legendary comedian Jeff Foxworthy.
But they have a rule in my neighborhood. If you walk your dog and your dog does his business in somebody else's yard, you need to get a little plastic bag, pick it up, and dispose of it. So you drive through my neighborhood and there's all these attractive women walking around with poo-poo purses.
Jeff Foxworthy Live, Saturday, July 11th, Saracen Casino Event Center. Get tickets now through Ticketmaster.
This is Miss Arkansas 2026, Ava Weeks, and you're listening to Morning Mayhem with David, Roger, Justin, and Christian.
Yay! Way to go,
wow.
Ava! Way to go, Christian and Ava!
Oh, yeah! Oh, man. Little OJ action here.
Once again, there is no carpet cleaner that's going to get this funk out of your car.
Hey, we got two musicians in here, Raj. Roland Pennington and Chuck Gatlin. I love you, y'all.
You smell it?
Now.
A little bit of skank. Little bit of weed.
What you do?
They smile in your face.
All the time they won't take your place. Let me hear Miss Arkansas again. Ava Weeks.
Let me put it on your bar.
Put it on my bar.
Put it on the bar.
We talking about the same thing? Is that cowbell?
No, I was waiting for you. We've been trying to think of what else do we need in the studio that would drive Acre crazy in addition to the bell. So, a cowbell, maybe. Is there another instrument, like a little shaker thing? What's the other little shaker thing that you do in the band?
A maraca. Tambourine?
That's it.
Maracas.
Maracas, and then there's something.
A rock and a silly
let's
putty
let's see Miss Arkansas real quick. This is Ava Weeks. You got it there, Christian?
Yeah, let me turn it on.
This is her. She did a promo for us that quickly. stop by. We're the first show, radio show.
Not working for many.
Where's it at? Is it on the board?
Yeah, it's beside the John Daly one.
Here we go in three, so and so.
This is Miss Arkansas 2026, Ava Weeks, and you're listening to Morning Mayhem with David, Roger, Justin, and Christian.
Outstanding.
We were actually watching over the weekend. We watched it?
Yeah.
I'll listen.
Those girls who win those things, those young ladies are so, you know, they're rock stars. Yeah. And, you know, listen, you got to go through a lot to get to that crown.
And your co-host, Chris Kane.
Yeah. Matter of fact, he was so exhausted, got on a plane, went to Jamaica, I think. Roland Pennington joins us. Good morning, Ro. How are you?
Hey, all right.
I didn't think about it. When he walked in, he looks at Chuck. Hey, man, you guys are two musicians, man. You guys have been working. You guys have been playing in Arkansas for how many years? At Roe, how many years for you? 30 years?
Well,
TaylorMade.
My first gig was Arkansas Boys Choir.
Yeah, but TaylorMade is what you're known for. Yeah, that's the band. Yeah,
that's right. 2025.
And you've been playing how long, Chuck?
Around here, I mean, 25 years.
And different band names.
I was in one years ago called Blues Excess.
Right.
With a guy named Joe Marks.
And?
Then there was Canvas after that.
Why would you mention Joe? Because nobody else knows him. Why would you say that? What was it? What's special about it?
Somebody might remember him.
Yeah, okay, I didn't know. I mean, I'm just asking.
He was a big part of the blues scene around here.
Okay, I didn't know. That's why he's deep, man.
He's deep. I wasn't trying to be on his back.
He mentioned the guy's name. I'd never heard. I wanted to know why.
So you had Chuck Gatlin and Chuck Gatlin? That's right.
Yeah, and I saw the other two Chuck Gatlins in the same band.
Yeah, that's wild.
And isn't it crazy?
And now we got Southern Frayed.
Southern Frayed. He promotes that more than any other.
That's true. And you can also see me on Sunday morning at Little Rock First Christian in the praise band.
Your segment is open for sponsorship. Do we want to hit that without the sponsor? Yeah, let's go ahead and hit that. Just make it official. You too.
If Justin Moore is the Michael Jordan of Family Feud, then this man is the Scottie Pippen. He's the most famous Arkansas State alum that works at the Buzz. He's the best promotions director in the greater Little Rock area. Brought to you by
your business here.
your company logo here. Yes, very nice, Roger. By the way, too, the reason Ro is hanging out is that you're bringing the winning bag of goodies from the Arkansas Sports Hall of Fame golf tournament. I played with you, your nephew, Matt Pennington, Andy McMahon, and of course, Ron Smith.
That's right. Yeah. Chris Walker hung out with us
for about nine holes. And I told Roger, my manhood was damaged. I'm never going back out there again and do it. I'm never going to go out there just cold turkey and embarrass myself as bad as I did that day.
Man, for a guy that just played a year ago?
Yeah, I played a year ago.
You hit the ball.
No,
it was embarrassing.
I'm not going to do it anymore. I'm going to be better. Anyway,
you were playing golf?
I was playing, yeah, and it was for fun.
And he did good.
I used to play golf, Roger. I used to play golf, but not do it. I look like an idiot. I look like, that could have been a D1 athlete.
Look,
he could have tackled Bo Jackson.
If you made contact with the ball, you were there.
No, that's my problem. I was having problems with it.
I can't even hit the ball.
I was having problems with it. I've got to do better. I've got my what do I call it, Roger? My golf course is near my house. What do I call it? My neighborhood.
Home course.
Right there. It's got a driving range. Get out of there, Basil. Have nobody to blame but yourself.
Chuck, we're working on the best listener contest. You going to be involved in that?
What's happening that we need to be aware of?
Okay. Tickets are on sale now for the Great Arkansas Beer Fest / Rock City Margarita Fest. That's coming up July 18th, presented by Oaklawn, along with Tito's Handmade Vodka. Get those tickets. There's a link on 1037thebuzz.com, or you can go to stubs.net and get those tickets. Wingstock just announced yesterday. Wingstock returns September 12th.
I get to work with the legend, Michael Kennedy.
How many years have you been doing that, Raj?
This is our 47th year at Wingstock. It is fantastic. Yeah. Long before there was not even a building over there, we just did it right beside that Exxon. Looking forward to that. That's going to be fun. So we already have that. Now, from what I understand, Wingstock's going to be happening. I'll do that from 12 to 3 or 11
to 2.
12 to 2. We'll do that from 12 to 2. I'll go home. I'll wash up. I'll take a nap. I'll get up at 8:30 and get ready for the Arkansas Razorback football game, which is at 9 p.m. that night.
Wow. Yes. It's a late game. The tickets are on sale Friday for that. So be on the lookout for those. So,
today.
Come on.
Come on.
You're going to be over at Boudreaux's, correct?
I'll be at Boudreaux's tonight, absolutely. Yeah. So come tonight, play trivia. We've got fun prizes, a great time. It may be the last couple of weeks that you get to see us at Boudreaux's before we take a hiatus and I go away and take care of myself.
Okay.
Good.
The Travs are back in town for a series with Frisco. It starts today, 10:50 on Buzz 2. They're playing today, tomorrow, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Then Thursday, right, for Mainline Trivia?
Thursday, come down and see us at Oakland Racing Casino Resort, Mainline Trivia. This is our third year of being down there and headlining now as the number one trivia host in the state of Arkansas. Now, you can't say that on the radio if it's not true.
If it's not true.
It says that AY Magazine's best trivia host, and it just so happens that Mainline Sports Bar, best venue for trivia. It's like peanut butter and chocolate. Get together, wow. Reese's. We do it every Thursday night, Mainline Sports Bar.
Get down there. And then Friday, we got The Zone's going to be at UAMS Ortho. 10 to 1. We got Out of Bounds at Twin Peaks on Friday, and there you go.
We may add too. We may be at the VFW 8383 New Blaine VFW fundraiser.
New Blaine Highway.
That's in Darnell. So here's the other thing too. I haven't had a chance. I'm going to try today to send sort of what we're working on for this summer to Justin, our GM, just so he knows what we're, you know, I always say to him, go, hey, man, keep me in the darn loop. We've got so much we're juggling. Like, we're trying to go to the NASCAR race. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to send all that stuff to Justin, make sure he gets his eyeballs on that, send it to you. Because we've got some fun things that we're going to see. Yeah, this Thursday, we're going to Ohio Club. We're going to 5 restaurants that have been open 100 years.
Nice.
Yeah.
Ohio Club is great.
Yeah, that's the one, probably the most well-known.
You played there?
I have played there.
I thought so.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. You know, Donna Petty, you know Donna. You know her, right?
You know,
Jocko Dill, you know, you guys have been great. Anybody who's been in this business. By the way, we need a contestant for Family Feud here in just a second. 661-1037.
Some of the Village people actually saw us the nights we were at Ohio Club.
Is that right? Props to you guys who get up there and play in the bars and the festivals here in Arkansas. You know, it's not
honky
easy.
Honky Tonk Angels.
Yeah, I mean, it's not an easy gig. So Jocko's brother up in Fayetteville, they were playing for Bo Mattingly's wedding party up there. Okay. And it's just the thing. It's a grind. You got other jobs you do during the day. You go and bro, you guys, you throw down, man. You get out there and
we like to rock and roll.
You do. What's your song that you like to cover the most? That you just bring the house down when rolling.
I don't know about bringing. Come the house
on, bring
down,
that. I mean, you got one last song in your life. Get out there and rock it till you die. What is it?
I would have to say
Prince.
God forgive, but I'd have to say AC/DC.
Okay,
yeah.
You love the AC/DC.
It's unique.
Hell's Bells.
It's unique and it's not an easy. It's not
what,
easy.
What is it? What is the song? What is the song?
You know, Have a Drink on Me. Shoot the Thrill.
Shoot the Thrill. Okay. You're a rocker. What about you, Chuck? Of all the songs, you guys do a lot of covers. What's your number one?
Man, it's so hard. Like, I love to play. The Outfield's a song Your Love because it's got a cool drum thing in it.
Yes, of course, the cool drum thing.
Yeah. I don't know. It's hard.
I'm going to challenge both of you guys to give us the what we need to bring in the studio that we can, a sound effect that we can use that we know that half the audience will hate it, half the audience will love it. Justin Aker will turn off the radio if he hears it. Like this. Oh, well, this is good jam, Roger. What is this?
That's Have a Drink on Me right there.
Oh, no, I feel like lifting some weights. Put some more, Roger, put another plate on there. Bump, bump.
I love two darn socks to this.
All right, 661-1037.
Roger, darn socks.
Christian, what are we playing for?
We have Sawyer Brown tickets, don't you, Chuck?
Whoa, Roger's one of Roger's favorite groups.
Are you telling me all your Weird Al tickets?
Long before he worked at Fletcher Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, Mark Miller was at this place. He was with Sawyer Brown.
So you either got Sawyer Brown tickets or Weird Al. You got a choice? Is that what we're doing? You got a choice of that?
Yeah, we can give a choice. If they don't pick Weird Al, we'll just give it away.
Sawyer
okay.
Brown.
All right, Roger, go ahead and hit it. Let's go.
You want to hear some Sawyer Brown, do you? Yep. Yeah, that's the wrong one, no, Justin. No, get out of here, boy.
Jordan, it's time for everyone's then favorite game is the Scottie Pippen. He's the most famous. Sponsored by Southern Bank. Visit bankwithsouthern.com to take advantage of their great deposit rates and outstanding loan service. Now, let's play
the feud, everybody. 661-1037, 661-1037. That's the phone number you need to win tickets to see Sawyer Brown or Weird Al Stankovic.
All right, so this is what we're going to do, Roger. We're going to let Roland Pennington and Chuck Gatlin and our caller be teamed up in the, versus me and Christian.
Yes.
So Justin Moore is almost, I think he only had one loss in like 5 years of playing this game.
I think
so
you're right.
Until he comes back, we're having all these special guests, gamers come in. You know how to play Family Feud, right,
Roland?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
All right. Ba-da-ba. Is Kathy listening? Kathy listening?
I bet she's not listening.
Great to see her.
She had a great time riding around with you.
Great to see her. She's a wonderful woman. She's a Hot Springs Trojan, Roger.
That's right. Kathy been friends forever. Yeah,
Kathy Pennington.
Oh, I know Kathy White Pennington.
Yeah, I say there's another name in there. All right, who we got? Who we got here, Roger Dodge?
We got on the phone. Oh, my goodness. Is this Kevin?
Yes, sir.
Hi, Kevin. Welcome to the show, yo.
How you doing, buddy?
Doing all right. Here we go. Kevin, here's the thing. You are teamed up with who?
I said you could be in there with Chuck Gatlin and Roland Pennington.
Chuck and Roland, you're the leader of this team now, Kevin. Don't you forget that. So what you say goes. You're going to be going up against the Black Hats. That's Christian Weaver and David Basil. Kevin, your name is your buzzer. You're going to need to use that buzzer only once. Only once at the very beginning of the game. Listen to 14 number one hit country singing sensation, Poen's favorite son, Justin Cole Moore, when I asked him many years ago to give me his buzzer. Justin! Did you hear it underneath that music?
Yeah.
Let me hear yours.
Kevin!
Oh, my God! Whoa, whoa, oh, my whoa, God! Whoa. Oh, my God, that is outstanding. We had Chuck somewhere, but it scared off some animals. Here it is right here. What's yours, Chuck? Here it is.
Chuck! I mean, that...
Chuck! Yeah,
that right it there sounds like he's getting stabbed.
Yeah, yeah, that sounds like the first dude that really heavy set dude that time. First night at Shawshank.
Chuck,
hey, open up that cell.
Chuck, that's a classic.
I want to dance with you.
All right, Kevin, let's go. Let's get this thing done.
Here we go. Let me pull it up on the game board right here, and here it is. I asked 150 people. I only took the first 100 because I didn't want to upset anybody. I didn't want to leave anybody out because that's who I am. The first 150 people to give me the top five answers to this question. Name something people swap.
David?
Did you say swap?
Swap. SWAP.
Wives.
Oh, okay.
Dang.
Wow.
Jeez.
So I paused.
I'm sorry. Wow. You spent a lot of time in England. They do that a lot.
Is that on the top five?
Let me see. It's not in top five. Not on this one.
Probably six.
Yeah. It is not. Yeah. Now, if you head down to Alabama, it's all five answers. I'm sorry. I'm kidding. All right, guys, it comes to y'all. Kevin, you're the leader. Name something people swap. Swap. Jeez. Yeah, you can say it.
What about cars?
Cars is good.
It's not bad.
It's not bad.
That's what he's going with.
Oh, wow. Nothing on the board. It comes back to you, Black Cats. You get it.
Is that the way it works?
They didn't get it. Yeah, it's yours. Oh.
Is it so we could choose it if we want it or not?
No, you got to take it.
That can't be the way the rules work.
Well, just go with it. I mean...
No, we won't count. I'm going to defer back to Kevin.
Okay,
Kevin.
Then give me an answer and see what happens.
Let's see. Swap...
Oh, man.
Furniture. This is a tough
Comes
one.
Back oh, to you. Back to,
okay, how about clothes? People swap
clothes. Number one on the board. People swap clothes. Number one. That four answers left on the board. You control the board. You're the leader of this team. 23 people out of 100 said clothes or shoes. Let me throw that out there with you right there so you don't go, somebody said, shoes, don't take your clothes off. Give me another one. Some people swap. Go ahead, Roland.
Spit.
Wow. They swap spit and germs. Wow. Is on the board. Wow. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Wow.
Four.
Wow.
That's exactly right. That's what you do when you're in a band. There it is right there. 1 and 4 is off the board. 14 people said spit, germs. 3 answers remain. Number 2, number 3, and number 5. Name something people swap. 3 strikes available. Kevin, you still there?
Yes, sir. Right. What about baseball cards?
Baseball cards. You know what? That's not a bad one. That's not a bad one at all.
What about you met somebody at a bar, you exchange numbers.
You exchange numbers. Roland's carrying around a baseball card. What is that?
He's saying that's what he wants the answer to be.
No, I know, but he's carrying one around.
Yeah, who is that?
It is sort of weird.
What I'm saying.
He pulls that out of his pocket. Who is it?
I thought he was just glad to see me. That is LeBron.
Okay.
That is a nut. Wow, you're just carrying that.
Oh, what is that?
No, I've got it.
Is that like a one-on-one?
Nice.
Is it very expensive? Very expensive.
He sold that this morning.
Well, sort of.
Let me see.
Outstanding. That is LeBron. What'd you say, Chuck?
I was thinking something like exchanging phone numbers.
Here's the deal. You're the leader of this team. You want to go trading cards, which Roland happens to have in here, or do you want to go phone numbers?
Well, if Justin Moore would have said phone numbers, I'd be more likely to go with it, but I like phone numbers. Let's go that route.
Phone numbers is number 2 on the board. Phone numbers, number 2. So you've got 1, 2, and 4. The number 3 answer is left. 19 people said it. The number 5 answer is left. 11 people said it. You've got 3 strikes against you, or three strikes still left available for you. That stands between you and Sawyer Brown or going to see Weird Al Yankovic.
You really need to see Weird Al. Everybody should see it.
I know they'll be out of left field, but what about recipes?
Number 6 on the board. Wow. It's just not in the top 5. But guess what, Kevin? You're on the right track, home skillet.
That's one strike against you. One strike we got?
That is right. 2 strikes left, 2 answers left. Give me another answer, ladies. Name something people swap.
Oh, ladies, recipes.
Ooh. Didn't he just say that?
He just said that. If I may borrow from Michael P.
I knew I heard it somewhere.
It was wrong a minute ago. It's still wrong.
I knew I heard it somewhere.
Yeah.
I just got
a text from Justin Moore, and he says, say books.
Books.
Number 5 on the board.
How about that?
Number 5.
Good job, Kevin.
And 1 answer left. 2 strikes left. What'd you say, Chuck?
Is recipe still wrong?
Recipe is still wrong. It's still wrong. Here's what we have on the board. Already answered. Name something you can swap. Clothes, shoes, phone numbers, spit, germs, books. 1 answer remains. 2 strikes.
Stories. Yes.
Stories? What do you mean?
Gossip.
Okay, gossip, rumors, stories. Okay, whatever. Rumor. Right now. Is that from... Okay. All right, very good, very good. That's not a bad answer. Roland, Kevin, you want to go with that? You want to go out on your own? You want to get a hold of Justin Moore?
No, let's go with those guys.
I'll give you 1 chance to change your mind. Do you want to go with that or not?
Yeah, let's go with that.
That's the right answer. Wow. Stories, gossip is what it is.
Very nice. Good job, Kevin. Congratulations.
He's cleaned up, brother.
Appreciate it.
Thanks to Southern Bank, Chris Roberts. Appreciate them. A family feud.
Hey, real quick.
Yes, go ahead.
We're going. I'm a high school official, and we have our annual clinic at Hot Springs that weekend. And that's the same weekend Sawyer Brown. So you made a couple guys pretty happy. We're going to go see them that night.
Awesome. Yeah! Awesome. That's awesome. Good job. Good job.
Very good. Love it. Fantastic.
All right, Chuck, thanks so much.
Thank you, Roland,
great to see you, my
friend.
Thanks,
Roland.
Yeah.
Great to see you.
That is so wild. Yeah.
Love you guys.
Love you too, buddy.
Somebody just bought that card from you?
Yeah.
Can you tell us how much? Does it matter?
Well, you don't do that?
That's okay. That's cool that you got me. It's fascinating.
I don't get it. I don't get that whole
thing. I want to see the card.
Okay. Christian wants to see it.
Yeah, it's
he's pretty
it's
important.
Really, yeah, pretty it's, important. It's pretty.
You never count
it's a significant card.
It says 9.5 mil.
It's a 2003 Ford Topps Chrome LeBron James card number.
Yeah, that's nice. I don't know that whole racket.
It's BGS 9.5. So anybody out there,
they knows what that means.
I promise you, they know what it is.
We'll take a break. Come back. Don't go away. 8:50 here on Morning Mayhem.
FanDuel, in partnership with Oakland Sports, is now available right here in the state of Arkansas. And on the biggest soccer stage in the world this summer, FanDuel, in partnership with Oakland Sports, is changing the soccer game with a feature built for soccer fans. Because sometimes your player gets subbed off and your bet goes with them. It can happen at any moment. 1 minute, they're on the pitch creating chances, and the next, they're heading to the bench. Well, not anymore with FanDuel Super Sub. If your soccer player is subbed out, your bet stays in. That's right. When your player leaves the match, your bet automatically continues on with a substitute player. So whether the action happens early, late, or deep in the stoppage time, you're still in it until the final whistle. Visit FanDuel.com/Arkansas to get started now. FanDuel, in partnership with Oakland Sports. Let there be goals this summer on FanDuel. Must be 21 plus and present in Arkansas. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
The Honda Ride Red and Save Green sales event is happening at Honda Russellville. Get more done with a Pioneer 700 or 1000 side-by-side. Swing a leg over a dependable 4-Trax Rancher ATV. Take your crew in a 4-seat Pioneer 700 4 or 5-seat Pioneer 1005. Bonus bucks on select models plus low-rate financing for qualified buyers. Visit HondaRussellville.com.
For your safety, read the owner's manual and wear a helmet and eye protection. Always wear your seatbelt and close the side vents and doors when operating a side-by-side. Honda side-by-sides and ATVs for riders 16 and older.
This is Justin Akre. If shoulder or elbow pain is affecting your daily life, the fellowship-trained physicians at the Orthopedic and Spine Hospital at UAMS Health are here to help. They offer advanced care for injuries, arthritis, rotator cuff problems, and more, helping you feel better, move better, and get back to everyday life. Call 501-686-TOSH today to schedule your appointment. That's 501-686-8674. The doctor will see you now.
You wanted more, so he's back.
We've been spending most of our lives.
Weird Al Yankovic. The bigger and weirder 2026 tour. Playing his biggest hits. In his biggest show ever. Weird Al Yankovic. With special guest Puddles Pity Party. Saturday, June 20th, Simmons Bank Arena.
Shake it off.
Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Hi, folks. It's Chris Zender here at Frank Fletcher Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Sherwood. When you're in the market for a new Dodge Chrysler Jeep or Ram, we hope you give us a chance to earn your business. Here's some things to consider. Fletcher Dodge has been family-owned dealer here in Sherwood for over 25 years. We know how to take care of our customers to keep them coming back. Every Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram dealer pays the same price for their vehicles. It's the dealer that makes the difference. We'll give you the best deal up front. No haggling, no arguing. We make it easy to buy a new vehicle, and we'll pay you more for your trade-in. Compare our deal to anybody's, and you'll buy from us. Come see us today for the deal of a lifetime on new Dodge Chrysler Jeep or Ram. At Frank Fletcher Dodge, you always get the best price, the lowest finance rate, and more for your trade. And we promise you a hassle-free buying experience. We want to be your dealer for life. Shop Fletcher Dodge in Sherwood before you buy anywhere else. Just tell us what you're looking for, and we'll make you a deal. Come see us in person at Fletcher Dodge on Warden Road in Sherwood or shop online at FletcherDeals.com.
It's Justin Akre for Kaufman by Design West. I'm here with Ruben, and there's big news out at Kaufman. Ruben, tell me why Toro mowers are such a great addition to what you guys have to offer.
Toro's been around for 100 years. When it comes to rider comfortability, they've introduced the MyRide suspension where it really is like riding on the cloud. Superior cut quality, even cuts. This is a mower that can stick with you for a very long time.
If you want to make your outdoor space look great, Kaufman by Design West has got you covered. Now including Toro mowers. Check them out at 14900 Cantrell Road or online at KaufmanLumber.com.
This is Trey Schapp. Tune in each Friday morning at 5:30 right here on The Buzz as I bring you From the Shortgrass, presented by UAMS Health, Orthopedics, and Sports Medicine. If you like to hear interesting stories about the game of golf, this is for you. You can also find it wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to Morning Mayhem, the self-proclaimed best singing radio show in the country.
What movie is this?
Is it Anchorman?
No. Well, maybe. I don't know. I'm thinking Caddyshack. Am I right or wrong?
Oh, yes. That's it.
Boogie Wonderland. So what? So let's dance.
So Roger, did Christy get Kevin too, by the way? Is he there?
No, he's not there.
Who was the guy in Caddyshack? What's the funny guy?
Chevy Chase, Rodney Dangerfield.
Dangerfield. So I saw a piece on social media yesterday of him doing the commercial back when they had
light beer. And
all. Yeah, around the table they had Dick Butkus. All the. I mean, you know,
you got Kevin.
All the greats, you know. Remember they used to do those spots?
I've watched you go down that rabbit hole, and you see him. I saw a bunch of them. It was a Less Filling Tastes Great commercials is what they were.
Yes.
From greats, yeah.
Yeah, but I remember that was such a big deal back in the day.
Oh, jeez, you know? It was.
A couple birthdays today. Phil Mickelson, Tupac Shakur.
Yeah, Tupac.
Tupac. Do we like Tupac? We like Tupac, don't we?
I think there's some, maybe some.
He was cool, right?
Yeah, I think if you watch that movie, yeah, I think so. I think he's all right. I mean, there was some.
Did you see it's the birthday of Roberto Duran?
I did.
What was his famous line?
No mas.
No mas. No Sugar mas. Ray took him down.
Oh, he sure did. No mas. Hands of Stone. Hands of Stone. What he was known that, as.
That's exactly.
Listen, between him, Sugar Ray, Marvelous Marvin Hagler, and Thomas Hitman Hearns, that was an era of boxers, dude, that was almost unmatched.
Jack Albertson. When you think of
Chico
him.
Chico and the Man.
I think, well, golly, if I was thinking.
Can I give you
I was going to say Willy Wonka.
Yeah, I never watched that movie because it scared me. I think it's satanic.
What's his face is so good in there.
Let me tell you something, though. Jack Albertson, there's one scene that I've never seen. He is in, this is how much of a load I am. There's the scene in Miracle on 34th Street, the original, where the guy goes in there and talks to the postman. And the postman who goes, hey, you know, why don't we get rid of some of these letters that got to go to Santa Claus? He plays that guy. It's one scene. That's Jack Albertson. Unreal that I know that.
Yeah, that is.
And he was in Chico and the Man, and Chico and the Man was a great show until Freddie Prinze Sr. shot himself.
Did you hear how Justin Akre took a shot at our Hawks Home movie review? Huh. The movies that we.
No, what did he say?
He said, yesterday, he goes, you know, the guys on Morning Mayhem, he said, how about watching a new movie? They like, hey, have you heard about this Gladiator movie? It's pretty good.
Well, I didn't say it was that good.
Which was pretty funny. Yeah. So the I get what he's saying, but the difference is what my theory, Roger, one of us has not seen the movie. That's going
to
be the key.
I think we do need to do a movie where none of us have seen it.
But that's fine.
I think that would be cool.
But one of the cool things about doing it this way is that... is the music, Raj?
I don't know.
Yeah, just turn that up where we can hear that.
Oh, there you go.
Is that when you do a movie that people know, they can also chime in. You get a lot more involvement. They go, yeah, that was my favorite scene. In other words, you play a movie that nobody's seen, you don't get as much interaction.
Yeah, we can't really spoil Disclosure Day that just came out last week.
That's right.
Hey, so, you know what? I want
you know what, Gladiator? Right. What's a good movie?
Strength and Honor.
Strength and Honor.
Strength and Honor.
You know what?
Not doing that on the show.
Here's the thing. I want everybody to know, you are in... an answered prayer. Because I said it earlier, I'll say it again.
What's that?
I asked the Lord when I prayed this morning to give me the opportunity to display patience.
Yes.
And in you telling me that about Akre saying stuff about us and all that,
it was funny.
We're doing another old movie this week. How about that?
We're doing another old one. That's what we'll talk about that week.
We'll do Antiquity soon.
No matter what you do.
Oh, you were finished.
We can't be stopped.
Oh, well, allow me to retort.
103.7 The Buzz.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did I break your concentration?
KABZ Little Rock.
The Saracen Casino Hotel is now open and accepting reservations. Saracen's new 14-story hotel features 318 modern guest rooms and suites, offering luxe accommodations paired with the elevated amenities and the southern hospitality customers